Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
passengers, and gaiety mounted as the floating palace neared her European port. Having crossed from New York to Bishop's Rock off the English coast in 3 days, 10 hours, and 40 minutes, the liner United States established a new Atlantic speed record, July 6, 1952. Cheering crowds at Southampton hailed the American ship that had clipped 10 hours from the transatlantic mark set by Britain's own Queen Mary. Then westbound, the United States knifing through the Atlantic for her second record crossing. It was noted by the builders of the ship that in the event of necessity for emergency conversion to military service, the United States could transport 14,000 men, or virtually a full division, 10,000 miles without putting into port for food, fresh water, or fuel. But for the crew and officials and passengers aboard the liner, the greatest moment was now at hand. The United States was reaching Ambrose Lightship outside New York with the Blue Riband of the Atlantic, having made the return trip in a record 3 days, 12 hours, 12 minutes. Saluting the ship whose maiden voyage shattered Atlantic speed marks going over and coming back. At the turn of the century and beyond, Great Britain and Germany dominated leadership in fast Atlantic crossings. Now, for the first time in almost 100 years, the speed crown was claimed by the Stars and Stripes. New York, home port for many of the greatest ships on the oceans, really put on a show. A big broom symbolized the sweep of the Blue Ribbon Speed Trophy by the $70 million United States, America's first lady of the high seas.
Well, good afternoon from America's Disabled Veterans in Action. Good evening. This is ADVIA.media, and we are here broadcasting live out of our Brooklyn Navy Yard studios. Our Brooklyn Navy Yard signs are now open. Please check us out on Facebook. And also, don't forget to check out the SS United States Conservancy. www.ssusc.org. And, you know, we're in between an extension on the governmental shutdown, but our Brooklyn Navy Yard lines are open at 347-884-8078. I'm joined this afternoon by Marilyn Weiss, our D.C. hostess. Good evening, Marilyn.
Good afternoon. How is everyone doing?
Good. How's things with you?
Pretty good so far.
Well, that's good news. So, you know, folks, we're dealing with the pending shutdown. We're between days. Now, I don't know, but they keep playing with this thing and trying to piss on us until it's raining. I don't like it, folks. I don't like it one bit, because every time they do this, we get left out in the cold, and that, to me, just does not fly. It's not something that we can willingly go through easily as we are trying to deal with the issues that are before us as veterans. Veterans aren't getting proper health care. They're telling the lie on the internet that with VA treatment that it reduces risk of suicide. We're still trying to do research to find out where that's true. We lost Michael Fortune earlier this year, to suicide, and he was under VA care.
Don't get me started on that one. I tell you. I mean, and also, just to piggyback on what he's saying, a lot of us veterans, we think that the grass is greener on the other side. Well, I'm here to tell you that is not the case. A lot of us feel that, oh, well, you know, the civilian side is getting treated better. Well, Lord help you have to come to District of Columbia because you're going to be sorely disappointed. Because care here in Washington, D.C. is bad even on the, it's terrible even on the civilian side. A lot of us, yeah, well, you know, if you go to the civilian hospital, they're going to do da-da-da-da-da. Yep. Not here in D.C. I don't have too much positive things to say about D.C. healthcare anyway. But from a long-time citizen of, a resident of the District of Columbia, I am too much, a whole lot of people can try to tell me too much about D.C. healthcare. Because, you know, like I said, VA, Veterans Affairs healthcare, them went to the dogs. Here in D.C. And especially if you are a female veteran, geez, you know, it's a shame, but, you know, if you're a female veteran here in the District of Columbia, and you're trying to come here for help, you're going to catch the blues. So, you know, as one of the old rappers said, you're going to catch the vapors. Because,
yeah, because they're going to do you wrong.
It's
the shortest time here.
You know, really is sad. And we don't have no kinds of representation here in D.C. of any kind. Not much, not even, you know. My comrade here, Dr. George, always said, call your congressman, call
your congressman,
people.
That's right. Let
you know,
them know what's going on. Let them know that you know what's going on.
You know, D.C. doesn't even have that. We don't even have a delegation vote. We're not even a state. So, y'all folks in California and Maryland and places like that got to be our voices as veterans because we don't have a voice. None. Not unless they just got it yesterday. Because we don't have...
Well...
Ms. Norton, ain't nothing poor Ms. Norton can do. She's just as bad as me, and I ain't even a delegate.
She tried.
She trying to do what?
She tried. That's all I said.
She should be out here meeting her district veterans, finding out what our issues are. You know, we have old fake ass, excuse my mouth, but we got a fake Department of Veterans Affairs office, so fake. They're no good to us. They're only what they call it a resource. District of Columbia paid somebody in district to be our resource for free. You know. You call them, you need to do, not Kenya, you need to call this office and you need to do that. The two things I need to do.
The runaround.
You know. Yeah. And the young lady going to tell me, going to hit me with Dr. George's, something about legislation or something she was trying to tell me. I said, well, we don't have a vote, so, you know, sue you and legislation, really. And there's a lot of people that feel like I do in the District of Columbia because we don't have nobody. And then when you start speaking up and making noise, then you blackballed or you thrown in a different category. You know, like, when you stand up and speak up for yourself and things like that, you know, it comes back on you.
It does. You know, people don't always understand that we are driven to speak for ourselves because we can't rely on mainstream media to get done what we need. It's just not going to happen.
So, yeah, we just, you know, I just think I just wish I knew how to do like rallies and stuff where we could come out and get together as a group and get veterans and to hear our issues, our concerns, especially here in the nation's capital. We without a voice, and like I said, we need fighters. We need people wanting to make changes. They're supposed to be having a million Veterans March coming up soon. Hopefully that'll help. It's ridiculous. They have this new program that's supposed to be out to veterans. Like, a lot of times we make complaints to the proper people, and they go on deaf ears. So now the VA has this little veterans, some crap. That's what I call it. Where they're supposed to become veterans experience. Task force that's supposed to come out and follow up on our complaints and find out why, what's the problem, why do you never respond, was anything ever done as a result of the complaint. Right now, that organization is in its pilot stage, so it's in the East Coast right now. But I've tried them too, so like I told the gentleman today, finally I got a response from my call. And they're on, they said they're on leave, on travel. So if you're traveling all the time, you really can't take care of our issues now, can you? You're always on the road. You're not going to be able to. And then he's like, well, why don't you give another chance? How many chances I got to keep giving this?
You know, they ask you to do the Christian thing, but they don't realize that they wear out the brakes. I'm just saying.
I agree. You know, I really do. We just, you know, like I said, we as veterans, we need a whole lot of, we need people that's willing to stand up with us, you know. Because to me, the VA system ain't but a daggone bully. It's a bully. They bullies. Irritates me every day. I wake up and find out how they can kill a veteran and not serve a damn, not serve a day. You know, where's the justice here? You know, you got a lot of these folks home, like the young lady that was with the Veterans Affairs, some of the one with all the soldiers, the veterans died waiting on appointment, Dr. George.
Yeah.
Yeah,
22.
Have you heard any more on that situation?
Not a word. We have not. And that's in the Phoenix. That was in the Phoenix area.
Yes, Phoenix, Arizona. This woman home getting her paycheck. And then you got the veterans waiting in line. You know, because we don't make the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. We don't make the rules.
Nope.
We really need, as veterans, we need to start getting more involved in our treatment, be more aware, you know. Start learning your rights, start writing these people up. Don't go to the patient advocate, that's a waste of your time anyway. That's a waste of my time anyway. My life is too valuable for that crap. Sit around and wait on them nutballs and nothing's being done. You know, I'm constantly being mistreated. You know, I don't like when a VA employee come up and tell me thank you for my service, because I'd be wanting to punch them straight in contact.
You know, it doesn't seem like it's that way. It should be that way. And it's like, oh, my gosh. You know, but it does. It comes down to that, because you get these people that say they can mistreat people and hand them their asses to kiss. And this is okay.
Because a lot of them know, because they work for the Department of Veterans Affairs, no action will be taken against them anyway. So, you know, why we don't have to worry about anything. VA won't penalize us. You know, so what if we kill a veteran? Who really cares?
Hey, it shouldn't come down to that.
No, really. It shouldn't.
It really shouldn't come down to that.
Yeah. Oh, by God, it does.
Oh, yeah. Our Brooklyn Navy Yard call-in number is 347-884-8078. 347-884-8078.
Oh.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, you know, it looks like, once again, we are left here to get the advocacy done and talk to our veterans about what our mode of advocacy should be. There are a lot of veterans out here that think that we should fall in line and endorse Donald Trump. But I keep telling the veterans to their face that we don't endorse anybody that will not share information to validate what they have done. Now, we've put on the question many times before, and we will continue to do it until we get justifiable answers. How many people has this man helped since 1980? Because being someone that is in business, someone who has hired thousands of people, surely, you have taken some consideration in hiring veterans, that you understand those people. But seeing as how I can't get any information out of his campaign as to validate those facts, I'm telling people that to be wary of the bags of the wolf tickets that are being sold here. Because veterans have a long history of buying into something that they think is good, only to find out that they've been washed out later.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling people that, you know, when this man is promising you the moon, remember, he's a businessman and he will say anything to seal the deal. And in some instances, he may even go so far as to try to buy a vote. So what I'm saying is, we have to look at the fact of the matter that we, together, have to watch carefully, measure twice, cut once. You guys think that Donald Trump is doing so much. Look at his past. His fruit, you know, a good tree bears good fruit. Bad tree bears bad fruit. A bad tree can't bear good fruit, and a good tree can't bear bad fruit. So therefore, take a look and examine the fruit of the tree, because I don't suspect that there's very much of it, because if there were, it would be coming forward very swiftly, to Anderson's take on it this afternoon. Now, you could disagree with me. You could probably think that he's the best thing since sliced bread. That's what he thinks that the terrorists are going to be afraid of, Donald Trump. Folks, you can talk a lot of shit and think that he's going to get a lot done. But he's just trying to add a notch to his belt in which the president, Randy, this country should be so unfortunate as to end up with a blowhard like him, we are going to have a rough time globally. Because I can guarantee you,
we're gonna have
half the nonsense he's talking right now,
we're going to have a rough time all around the board.
That's what I'm saying.
He has no respect for himself or women or anybody else. So if we vote him, we get what we pay for. I know who ain't going
to. Well, if you're not offended by anything he's done or said right up to now, just wait a minute. He's going to get to you. Because he's offended anyone and everyone.
Yeah.
The boys in New York that 5 years ago he took out an ad for, boys should be able to, that those boys should be able to do, get the full time of their service. And the thing was that these boys were not given a fair trial. They were just given $41.5 million by the city of New York for a wrongful indictment. Now, when this originally happened to these five, they were accused of wilding in Central Park. They were later found innocent. Huh?
What crowd in town?
I'm talking about the Central Park Five.
Oh. I don't know.
I'm talking about the Central Park Five that just got last week $41.5 million. When this crime originally happened, they were accused of running in New York, and they were doing something called wilding. That's what the press noted it as.
Yeah.
Donald Trump took out a full-page ad against these boys and said that they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
What did you see what he said about anybody who killed a police officer?
No, I saw that too.
Yeah, so really? I mean, I don't mind if you do a crime wrong, you know, you commit a crime wrong, yeah, you should get whatever you're supposed to get. But the way these police officers are taking advantage of their police powers and misusing their police powers because they can do it, no. They come out there and shoot you up because they're the police and they can get away with it. No. It should be looked at as any other crime or any other crime to rule out whether it was foul. Not just because they're the police and you supposed to say, oh, Yeah, they're the police. Well, do what they want. He don't know. He wants to make it mandatory death penalty for killing a cop. Think about what that cop did to get himself in that situation. You know, people. I mean, really, these a lot of kids that mainly young black kids, but a lot of these kids are just getting just because they're the police. Police just, you know, they got laws for citizens that don't apply to police. I have a problem with that. You know, I have a problem with that. You should not be allowed to murder good citizens because you're the police. Or you feel like that's something you want to. You know, that should not never be accepted.
No, it shouldn't. It really shouldn't.
You know, I just think that each case should be handled on a case by case. If that's something you've done to warrant this, if a citizen, you know, really broke the law and something like that, yeah. But just because you kill them, no, they should always have a. I feel you should do the same thing for citizens. If the police kill a citizen, they should get the death penalty too. So Trump don't have his priorities in order.
Oh, but they can't get it together. They can't see it because they all want him.
Well, I tell
you,
you
know, it's sad. It really, really is.
Well, he's a disgrace to the United States of America, to me. He's a disgrace. He has no professionalism, no etiquette or nothing. Nothing. Ouch. I'd be ashamed for him to represent our country. I'd be ashamed. And, yeah. I mean, it to me, it would just be a just downright disgusting shame. I don't care too much for Bush, but I'd rather him in there than Trump.
Yeah.
By no means am I a Bush fan, but I'll take him over Trump. At least he got.
Oh, I'm going with Lindsey Graham. If I had to take anyone out of the field, it would be Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
Okay. Well,
you know where he stands. You know where he stands on a lot of issues. And you know that you've got a fighter on your hands. They're going to respect him because he's been steadfast, one of America's best political advisors when it's come to tactical things. I think he's been kind of level-headed from the right. I don't like his stance on civil rights, but I think that you can work with him.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I get out of it. Of the two senators before Thurmond resigned, Graham was the most eligible because he was directly the veteran. So I like Lindsey Graham for those reasons. But other than that, his stance on civil rights, it needs a lot to be improved upon.
Wow.
But out of the group of GOP, if I had to evaluate somebody that I could get behind, possibly, I'd say it would be Lindsey Graham.
Mm.
And having looked at all of the candidates, I don't like Christie. I do not like Carson, not Trump. Bush, certainly not. Huh?
I thought Christie had got his
got his what?
I thought he had got out of the race.
No, he's back in the race.
Well, that nutball, I really hope don't get it. I don't like him. He stands for nothing. He really does. He stands for nothing.
He is not fit to be dog catcher, let alone if you're talking about he wants to be governor. He wants to be somebody's governor. Why? Why? He doesn't even take care of his own home state.
I always told you, you're supposed to take care of your own front first. Or you go sweeping around somebody else's door.
I would like very much to have some understanding of why we have such a clown show on the Republican side. I see we have our host from Lake Elsinore, California. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, everybody. How you doing? I've been sitting here listening to you guys.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Marilyn. How you doing?
This moment, I'm doing pretty good this moment.
Well, thank God for that. I hope you had a great weekend.
Yes.
Thank God.
And yeah. For those of my listeners, if you're listening within the DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, I will be doing no more claims at the church until the 1st of January, right after January.
Well, you have had a very successful year in claims.
Thank the Lord, yes.
Yes, you've done very well.
Thank you.
And God is right, yes. And we hope and pray that it continues because you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And everyone that needs to have a claim well done should know to go to Maryland.
Yeah, my name is getting out there. A lot of the veterans, my name is out there on, believe it or not, word of mouth.
Right, and that's the best advertisement.
Yeah, I've learned that.
It is the best advertisement. But, yes. So we're talking on the presidential hopefuls, huh?
Yeah.
That and the shutdown. Who's in the field?
Oh, not too much of a choice. Not too much of a choice.
If you had to pick one on the Republican side, who do you see that you could think about? Marilyn said that she could see Bush.
Oh, my gosh, no. No. Oh, no. Bush would be a reoccurrence of the last. That would be a repeat of what we went through. I couldn't do that at all. Notwithstanding that, in Florida, he's got it tied up where his wife is doing so many things, and that will continue. No, I couldn't do that. I have family that live in Florida, and I see the things that they're doing and want to continue doing, like having people that are on welfare be tested for drugs, and people that are getting, food stamps be tested for drugs and all that other kind of foolishness. Come on, no. I don't think that's right at all, and those things will continue. Plus, his wife is very active in the businesses that are in the testing, so the money comes back to the company and it comes back to the family anyway. So, no, I don't think I would want to do that. No.
I would
be at a loss. I'd be at a loss to choose right now. I would have to delve deeper. I'm even at a loss as far as the Democratic Party because they too have peed me off to the point where I'm
on the Democratic Party. I like that guy that just joined the board.
Oh, Bernie?
Yeah. I'd vote for him. Well, if he's running,
yeah.
I'm voting for him. He seems to be the most...
I like Bernie.
Sensible.
Yeah, I do, too.
He seems to
but
be the most...
But he needs somebody, yeah, honest,
sensible,
decent.
Down earth. Down earth, act like he's for the little people like me. So, yeah,
yeah,
he's my vote. And that old, whatever his face is, Donald Trump, needs to get under a rock and let me put the rock on him.
I have to tell you, a lot of Americans are favoring him, so we got to get out there and vote.
Well,
we definitely have to get out there and vote.
We got to get out and vote, is that what you said?
Yep.
Well, you know, I found out in D.C., because I have a thing about my vote counting, but I found out when we vote, when D.C. Citizens got out and voted for the marijuana, legalized marijuana, oh,
yeah.
I got to vote. My vote counted. Bet you that. My vote don't count in nothing ever. Damn, doggone sure count the legalized weed because we won.
Yeah, that just goes
even
to show
though D.C. has to be the oddball and put all these
restrictions
in pain,
right.
But never, we got out, we voted for the legalized marijuana, and we got it.
Yep.
That's the only, because we hadn't got that, I mean, I would never vote again.
Yeah. So you got a chance to see it work. You got a chance to see it work. Yeah, it does work sometimes. Not 100% of the time, but sometimes it will work. Yeah.
Yeah, so, and that's that. But like I said, do y'all know anything about Vietnam veterans getting help with certain things, whether they're just the fact that they are Vietnam veterans, they need help with things like burial or anything like that. Even though he was not considered he's a combat veteran, but he got a dishonorable discharge coming straight out of Vietnam. His discharge wasn't like most veterans who get dishonorable discharge. They're able to wait till they get home there. They gave they discharged him straight out of Vietnam. That's the thing. That's the difference.
Wow.
His discharge. And most of
so they
the booted
him.
Now they saying that they're upgrading his disability can be upgraded because of PTSD. So I've been kind of working a little hard on that. But there again, the D.C. Department of Veterans Affairs, I don't have nothing nice to say about them. I think they all should be fired. I don't have no problem firing them. I really don't. And the whatever her name is, she already knows where I can stand with their office, so the director. So... But I just think it's a shame, you know, and this guy, he just passed away. They got legal aid people here that's supposed to help. So what I'm going to do is still try to pursue his upgrade. He should have gotten one when they gave him his combat back. He should have got his upgrade. So
it wasn't done, and he died.
And he died while it's still pending.
Wow.
So I'm hoping, I'm praying that, and I'm almost sure they can continue to pursue it.
Yeah, his family. Yeah.
Well,
have
I'm gonna try my hand. I mean, really, I don't give up that easy.
You know, it's like
that's basically what they wait for.
Yeah, they wait for him to die. But see, the thing with him is his claim was in prior to his demise.
Yeah.
And so I tried to contact the people here in D.C. that supposed to be helping with upgrades of discharge. But of course, they are the D.C. Department of Veterans Affairs. So,
yeah.
So if you know it, well, you know, like I said, I have no faith in them. I think the mayor is giving away money, free money, to that office where he could be using that money for veterans, really veterans issues. And so.
Well, we got to get louder.
Yeah,
we got to get louder. To get louder until they hear us, and when they hear us and they see us, they'll know.
So how in the ham sandwich? I'm going to go to legislation. I ain't figured it out yet.
I got to get out there and do some boycotting. Send out paperwork, send out papers, just, you know, get out there.
Yeah.
Flood the media every chance you get. Every chance you get to be on TV, you get on it. Continue with the radio.
I am not. I am not camera shy by any means. So. Like I said, we in D.C. we don't have no representation. We don't have nobody.
I'm wondering if we can get on Montel, one of these major networks.
What Montel?
Let them know our plight.
I thought he just do the info commercial with Layflock. What did he got a show talking about?
He's still on TV.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's still on TV.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I think he's still on TV. And he is a veteran.
He a veteran? Montel Williams
yes.
is a yep. veteran?
Yes.
Yep, he is a veteran.
Dang. Wow, I didn't know. Wow, see how you learn something new every day?
Uh-huh.
But see, we have all of these different people out there that be our voices. And they're all under rocks.
That's why we got to hit the rocks and get them out.
He stays kind of vocal.
Well, he must still be on the rock. I don't hear nothing about him. I'm always looking at TV.
Isn't he following us, George?
Yeah, he does follow us on Twitter.
Well, I need to find. Well, I don't know how to get on TV. Twitter. But anyway,
you need to start something because I don't know how to do all that mess. My fingers don't function well at that. But maybe we should send him some kind of a message. Let him know we're winking at him or something, and we need a wink back. You know what I'm talking about, right, George?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We need some exposure of what we're doing because we're helping veterans save lives. They're saving lives every day. We need to hook in on him. I'm sure he wouldn't mind being exposed to a couple of thousand, which we are, constantly open to. So we've got to find a way to reach him so he can see us and know we are out there and want to get on your show, even if it's for 5 minutes. Can we get on your show for 5 minutes? Let people know what we're doing for veterans. Can we represent?
Yeah, we're out of here. We're out here doing the advocacy that matters. I mean, we're in the trenches daily.
Yeah. We're representing. We need somebody to help us pass the information. We need to have that info continuously flowing because there's still a lot of veterans that don't know what we do, and they need to know because we're providing a service, and a very vital service. Yeah.
We're doing a million people a month.
That's right.
Where's that part?
You know, we're doing a million people a month. We're moving sometimes more people than the Veterans Health Administration to information. You know, we have, out of 12 hours in the day, at least 10,000 people on our page. People listen to us. People depend on us for information.
Yeah.
Okay.
People depend on us for information.
You bring me half of the letter?
No. Okay. No. Do this another time.
We have to share this information that we get, the news and information. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, I'm just checking because I didn't know if anybody could. But this information that we're getting, we got to bring it together. We got to look at it. We got to talk about it from different perspectives because people think that, you know, that this type of work is easy or that it happens for free. Sacrifice, folks. You know, we got some skin in it at the table because all of the veterans who are here to discuss the issues that you hear coming across these airways, we're doing this because nobody else wants to tell you about what's actually going on. The fact that these people can abuse us and get away with it. And that's supposed to be okay. It's not okay. We're supposed to have earned respect. Thank you for your service is supposed to be more than just empty words. Not the fact that you're going to get a beat down by the police of the hospital for the fact of the matter you're asking for just regular service. To have someone of your same sex to give you the examination.
Yeah. It has to change. It needs to change. And it's taking too long.
That it is. That it is. Our Brooklyn Navy Yard call-in number is 347-884-8078. But these are the things that we're fighting and why we have to continue to do everything that we're doing.
Yeah, because it'll get worse. It's going to get worse. If we let them continue in the manner that they're going, then they'll keep pushing more on us. Because they're thinking, okay, they're taking it. They can take it. Let's push more on them. So we have got to find a way to fight back. We have to push back. We must push back.
We must do better than what we're doing. We have to. There's no ifs, there's no ands, there's no buts about it.
Thank you, Merle. And you say, just give a name, address?
Nope.
You know, when we look at what we have to do and speak on these things, people may not know how to contact their congressman. So at some point during each show, I try to give out this number. If you have some comment to talk to the Congress and you want to tell your senatorial delegation, your two senators, and your one person in the House of Representatives, you can take and give a call to their office in Washington, D.C. That phone number would be 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. If you give the operator your zip code, she will tell you who your congressional representative is. Then she will tell you who your two senators are. So, you know, if you have something to say and you think that it's important about what's going to happen to the veterans, because let me tell you something, folks. If this government shuts down again and we have another death, our loved ones, our brethren, may be left where they are.
And I was no
and not brought home to their family forthwith. We've seen it before. So the thing about it is you have to remember that we have no protection. So please take the number 202-224-3121. Keep it on speed dial because you need to call it often.
So whenever y'all ready, write the letter.
So, you know, this is what we have. Well, folks, we're at the close of the show. We're on the downhill side. We're on our way out of here. But we'll be back tomorrow with our host from Northern California. And we will try to bring you a full show on women's issues, PTSD, MST. It'll be a whole round table of discussion. So I want to thank everybody for riding along with us, and especially our two hosts. Anything you guys want to say before we get out of here? Get your parachutes on.
Got them on. Raining too. Got my snow boots.
All right.
See you soon,
yeah,
people.
We'll be back.
Okay. Have y'all sounded off? All right. It's a Lulu.
It's on its way. All right, folks. We're just out of here. See you tomorrow.
Adios.